Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time now for us to do our weekly job here as we look at the charts from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our discussions here on the DJV program from this past week, the top stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Top 10 in both of those will be the focus of our next hour here. DJVers participating in this for your, I guess, intellectual stimulation, right? Jennifer Horn. When you think of intellectual stimulation, you think of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington to go through all of this as an ancillary review, what we know, what we may be curious about ourselves with regard to these items. Number 10 on the story list this week is all the technology. Victoria Keelan does the top five countdown of these stories as an ancillary addition to this hour every week. So technology, as it's playing into the coronavirus, pretty much everything on the list this week has a connection to coronavirus. Everything does. And that seems to be the way that it is. Although I tried to separate us from coronavirus a little bit this week on the DJV program.
It's hard to do.
Didn't have much success in doing it. So what, in your mind, Victoria, is the most prominent technological reality? Is it just that we seem to have enough bandwidth to be able to do all of the things that, because everything involves technology, school, entertainment, just being connected?
I would disagree on the top 10 list of they have technology at number 10 this week. I would actually put it much higher because technology is completely, it's the most essential thing we have right now besides our health. And, you know, every single thing that we're doing, whether it's getting groceries delivered or doing online learning for kids in school or working from home, every single thing, we have never needed technology more than we have at this very moment in our history.
You forgot Zoom happy hours.
And Zoom happy hours. Yes, exactly.
I did forget that.
How could, but Jen brings up a great point. This is also how we're staying connected to our loved ones. Yeah. This is not just, you know, going about daily business. This is, I haven't physically been more than, you know, than 10 feet close. I haven't been within 10 feet of my parents in a month now. So it's so important. I think the bandwidth so far has the infrastructure so far it has held up.
It's really interesting. I'm looking around. I just got an email from Facebook. They have something called Facebook for Business. We all know about Facebook and the connections. We were talking about the way that people who are dating are using Facebook, that sort of thing. But they're all using all the various social media. And it is a way to be connected, to stay together. I send emails to friends that I otherwise wouldn't, you know, I might do if I have time to talk to them, but I just want them to know that I'm thinking about them, so I'll send them a quick, just an email. How are you doing? What's going on? That sort of thing. So,
in some ways, people are more connected than we were before.
I agree.
I think so, too. It's like with my friend circle, we have a text message that we didn't have before, a text group where we're just constantly checking in with each other. And,
FaceTime. I have
once a week, now it's every day.
One of the things that I do in my community, I believe in serving and helping as much as I can. I belong to a group trying to save land, public and private land, and we had our meeting, our annual, not our monthly meeting last night, on Skype. So, Zoom, I guess. But, you know, everybody's doing it the same way. So technology, I think you're right. It belongs, it has a very important place.
All of the TV shows are on Skype or on Zoom. It's a whole new reality. We don't even see talk shows the same way anymore. Everything is completely, the weather report. We were joking about the weather report.
Right.
You know, the guy's at home telling us what the weather's going to be.
Weather's going to be.
In front of his roaring fireplace. It's great.
Number 9 this week on the story list is the continuing focus on this fiasco. That not only is the Theodore Roosevelt, the aircraft carrier, started, that's where it started, but then you find out that there are three or four other aircraft carriers that have the coronavirus rampant all through the ship, and how the, I don't know how else to put it, I mean, it's just the ignoramuses that are, so I understand that you got to have a chain of command and that people have to, you know, they need to follow. They got to be rules. Otherwise, there's chaos. But there was chaos on this ship. The captain was trying to get the people off. Originally, he had like 90, and then it spread and was worse than that because there are 3,000 people on this ship. 90 people had it, and he was trying to get them off, and they ignored him. So he sent a public letter to get everybody's attention, and for his trouble, he got demoted, or basically reassigned.
And the coronavirus, by the way.
And he got sick. Yeah, right. So this is a black eye in terms of
although the guy, I think, that let him go, or that blasted him publicly, is gone. It resigned.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good luck to him. Number eight, the psychology of what's going on. I've talked a lot about what has happened this week in my life, meditation and connecting people with similar thoughts, that sort of thing. There are, as we've all noted because of the technology, a lot of personal relationships have been enhanced somewhat. But then there are people who feel the distance and they get worked up about it. And people, basically because the news media, I'm hanging on them, scaring people. The psychological impact of this is huge.
I think people are scared without even watching TV. I think a lot of people have tuned the news out, and they're still scared. So I know you love to blame the news media for everything,
well,
but like, this is a scary time.
It's a culprit.
But
for people who are alone, this is just who are single or widowed or widowered or whatever, this is a really tough time for them. So anybody you know that is single, we have a few single friends. One friend in particular, we check in with him. We do a happy hour every Friday night with him just to check in because it's lonely. And a lot of people are sinking into a depression with it, too. It's not a great time for that.
No.
Just one note about the news media, because I think I'd like to applaud one group of the media, and that is the local news media. I think they've been doing a really good job. I was thinking about the local newscasts that I've been watching are just down the middle with the facts that you need to know. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of fear-mongering.
Really? That's hard to find.
It's the mainstream media, the national mainstream media, that
I think
is the one that's grinding. And they're creating false headlines, and that's what's really so stupid about all of it.
Playing the role of individuals instead of the thing about the collective good. It's pretty, and this is one of the things that, hopefully will change when we come out of this on the other side, whenever and however that is. Number seven this week, the celebrities, the celebrities who have it and who have gone through it. I suppose Boris Johnson is a celebrity and an example of somebody who has had a bad case, right? Didn't he have a really bad case?
I don't think it was that bad. He wasn't on a ventilator.
I thought he was in ICU for...
He was in ICU for a few days with oxygen treatment, but not a ventilator. So it didn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I think for him, I think they were trying to be extra cautious because he is the prime minister. So they were keeping a really, really close eye.
Well, he also downplayed this. You know, he made himself look foolish.
Well, he may have, but the reason he got this is because he was visiting with patients who had coronavirus. Yeah. So I'm sure that's where he picked it up. But in any case, I think they were being extra cautious with him. Although I think he was very sick. I think both of those things were true at the same time.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody who's got any brains is going to do, as long as they're checked out health-wise and their heart's not a problem. Who else had it, though, this week that we made note of? You remember? Ladies, who are there? What other celebrities?
Well, we only made note of some deaths, which was sad.
Yeah,
John Prine in the country world. Yeah. The woman from Jaws, the actress from Jaws, she died from it.
Yeah.
There's somebody else too. I think there was a third one. I don't remember.
Well, there's a bunch of them. At any rate, we just know we have to be careful. That's it. Moving along, we'll get to number six in a matter of moments here on the story list. This list put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find it every week at talkers.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, moving back into the zone here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen participates as she can. Number 6 on the countdown, working our way toward number 1 on the story list. The race card, I suppose, race issue. More blacks are dying of the virus than white people in comparison, I guess, numbers, stats, whatever it is.
You know, I read the most interesting survey. I don't know that we spoke about it at all this past week, but not only, so the reason the story is coming out is that the study from the federal government, and actually I think it's been echoed locally where people are actually tracking this demographic information, is that it seems African Americans are getting worse cases of the coronavirus. They're just having a harder time with it. Nobody's immune, but they're having a particularly hard time with it. And the death rate's pretty high. But I also saw a study out this week that said of all the racial demographic groups that black Americans are actually taking this the least serious. So Caucasians, Latinos, Asian Americans, they're all actually taking this a little more seriously and actually following the guidelines. And as a demographic, it seems that black Americans are taking it less seriously, with only 32%, I think, of them worrying about
probably a bunch of different factors.
Yeah, well, no, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Education, right. Opportunity.
And who knows if there's a correlation with that, but it was an interesting study that I read.
The black people that I know who would be in different the spheres, the spectrum of rich and poor and educated, not educated. I don't know whether it's different than with white people, but I know that their eating habits are not good. And some people say it's because they don't have the money to buy good food. And so there's been that whole sort of secondary flap here. The reality of more black people dying and then the reasons for it that have been a part of the discussion, if you will. Moving along, we continue number five up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the issues of the day and the week, the charts for the week of April 6th to the 10th from Talkers Magazine. They listen and do the research by going online to listen to the stations, the hosts, and these are the stories that have made it this week into the top 10 according to their research. Number five, this is the first kind. Maybe this started because Joe Biden and Donald Trump talked this week about not the presidential race, but about the virus and what to do. Has probably been interesting to be a fly on the wall to hear what the conversation was. But at any rate, I saw a poll yesterday suggesting Biden was 8 points in front of Trump. I don't know. I don't remember who did the poll. There's going to be, it's interesting also whether maybe the better move here is to just be quiet. Trump's got the microphone all the time, getting a lot of attention. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. But Biden hasn't been seen very much. A couple of late night shows. I saw her.
He's been doing a daily shadow press briefing, but every day he's coughing, he's stumbling. It's not a good look, and I think that's why a lot of the mainstream media outlets aren't picking it up and carrying it more, because it's just not attractive to Biden. And I believe that, obviously, that's my perspective, and maybe based in truth, probably they've got a horse in the race. They probably want him to look the best possible, but it's not good.
I think that's true with some of the media outlets. There are a lot of people who are touting Cuomo as a viable candidate.
He's not viable at all. I haven't heard people say viable. He's a wish list. There's a big difference. He's a viable candidate for an election that he's running. But they're viable candidates, but they have to actually run in the election, and that's the problem.
Right.
But speaking of elections, I don't know what happened in Wisconsin.
They're not going to know till next week because they had
That's right, true. There was a primary in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They got completely ignored by everybody.
Totally ignored. I do know, I saw totally a few ignored. Images of people standing online wearing masks and things like that, but other than that, was Bernie even involved in that one?
Yeah, but nobody's campaign. I mean, you can't campaign, so everybody
right.
was, like, both Bernie and Joe, and I think that's why Bernie said, I'm suspending my campaign and not actually just dropping out, because I think that they haven't been able to do anything. They haven't been able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's also the wrong time. I mean, we should all be pulling together as one team.
Right.
As much as that ticks people off, we should all be pulling
together.
That
shouldn't tick everybody off. I'm kind of relieved because I'm sick of listening to these same guys with the same baloney all day, all night, every day, all week, it's just, it's too much. Maybe this is one of the things that will change. The way we conduct our political races is astronomically idiotic. And to have these campaigns go on year after year after year with the same BS and the same faces. Once in a while you see somebody new, but if one more moment with Kamala Harris and it would be suicide time. Although I guess she's on the moderately short list for Joe as a vice presidential candidate.
So.
According to reports, she's at the top of the list. But after she took him apart for being a racist, how are they going to try to explain that?
Well, he also doesn't need California. And I think, I don't know, I think that's a big mistake. I think
it's going to be that Whitmer.
Be a horrible
Whitmer from Michigan, I think, is who it's going to be. I think a lot of people think Amy Klobuchar, but I don't know.
All right.
Minnesota is more of a battleground at this point than Michigan.
Is it?
Michigan, more of a battleground.
It is. Interesting. We were talking about the Wisconsin primary this week. You know, I'm connected to farmers everywhere, and I was looking at some reports from Wisconsin's big dairy state and what the dairy farmers are doing there. One of the big issues in the race was all the milk that's being disposed of because there's no market for it. And the conditions of the reality in Wisconsin, because agriculture and dairy is the main industry there, and all the milk that has nobody in school, there's nobody in restaurants, so half the milk is getting just washed away, milk to cows and dump the milk in the field. It's pretty amazing. There ought to be a little more attention to that, but that was one of the main issues in the Wisconsin primary, interestingly enough. More issues coming up from the DJV perspective here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 after the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says this Easter is a time for Americans to feel hope because we are beating the coronavirus.
Right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen. But we're winning the battle. We're winning the war.
On Twitter, he said, "Governors, get your state's testing programs and apparatus perfected. Be ready. Big things are happening. No excuses." Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says some of the latest numbers are looking better.
It's, you know, cautious optimism that we are seeing that decrease. And if you look at the patterns of the curves in other countries, once you turn that corner, hopefully we'll see a very sharp decline. And then you can start thinking about how we can keep it that way and prevent it from resurging.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The hour now. This is our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Roundup, featuring people that are on the DJB program every day with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with our list of the top 10 stories. At number 10, technology. Number 9, the aircraft carrier Roosevelt and the fiasco there. The psychology of relationships. Number 8, celebrities who have COVID. The virus, number 7, race relations and how the numbers rank up or stack up, race relations being more focus on Latinos and black people and how they're getting the COVID more than others. Presidential race, politics in general, number 5. Number 4, our relations with China. There is a small business.
You say it wrong when you say it like that. It's China. Come on.
What'd I say?
You said China. It's China.
China. That thing. China.
I can never hear that word without Trumpifying it. Come on.
Oh, God.
There you go.
China. Well,
there's a small business suit that has been started this week. A bunch of business. There are actually two of these going on. One of them is a group in California. The other is a group put together by some lawyers in Washington suing China for trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars over the coronavirus. This is not going to help. But the rest of the world wants to, never mind the businesses here, but the rest of the world wants to hold China responsible for the breakdown in pretty much everything. And they ought to be held responsible. I think even holding them responsible maybe is too gentle a way of putting it. This is war. And there's a war. Psychological war going on here. Go ahead, Jennifer.
And we've talked about this. The thing that I think is probably the most realistic is that if you start suing the Chinese government, which we could allow, Congress could pass an okay saying that people could start individually suing the Chinese government for the coronavirus damage to the economy and to their physicality as well. But I don't know how far that goes with trying to create a more equitable trade relationship with China. I think the better thing is immediately grab our pharmaceutical business and get it out of China. That's the punishment. Take it back. Bring it someplace here. Bring it back to Puerto Rico. I mean, for crying out loud, these people are suffering there.
Is anybody talking like this is going to be a reality? Anybody pushing this?
You know, I don't know, but everybody that I'm talking to that has any bit of power, I'm saying this.
Here? Where's the leadership? Why isn't there some leadership bringing this into focus?
Tom Cotton has been the senator who's been talking about this the most from Arkansas. He has been really the rallying cry about China. And
are
Lindsey
people
Graham,
listening to him?
I think so. I don't know if it's settling in with people right now because I think people are trying to survive, and I understand that. And so as soon as we get through this, though, this is when we need to say, do we want to rely on China for the drugs? Think about how many drugs that they produce for us that are cheap, but that they have to be recalled.
Part of how people are getting treated for this.
But they have to be recalled because they're using a coating that can cause cancer. I mean, think about all the stuff that they can do just with the flip of a button.
Put up with it to this point.
Well,
it's a good question. Under the
prescription drug prices are astronomical, and so many people, it's life or death. They either have to take the generic, or they have to just suffer with something that could kill them.
And this that's something that President Trump is actually very uniquely set up to do. He has already started the America First agenda. He's already talking about China. He's talked about China for 20 years, about how this has been an unfair balance of power. So if there is a president who is perfectly suited and who has been talking about this and using it as a rallying cry, he's the person. So let's see if he can
do
something.
There better be some starch, though, whoever the politicians are, whatever side of the aisle they're on, the public. As you've said, I think the public is already on to this, but really will be when things return to whatever the new normal is. There's going to be a finger pointing appropriately at these people for ruining the economy of the world, scaring the hell out of everybody. Who knows whether it was part of the goal to have world domination, that flopped, whatever it is. It's inappropriate for us to be buying Chinese products, period. I looked at the other day. I went into a store to buy a electric toothbrush, into a CVS, and I looked at the offerings, and there were three or four that were made in China, and one that was made in Germany. I bought the one made in Germany. It was a couple of bucks more, but I didn't care. And that's what we have to do. You got to make up your mind that it's not about money. That's part of the re-education of our country. We need to be re-educated. It costs money to have good stuff. The cheap crap, whether it's drugs, whether it's toothbrushes, whether it's food, whatever it is, not much food comes from China, but you know what I'm saying. You got to bite the bullet. And
well,
be smart
about it. Food does come from China. If you're ever in a grocery store and you see the big bulk of garlic bulbs and they look extra white, it's from China and they're bleached. So you have to always look at what the country of origin is, even with produce, because there is stuff that comes from China. My brother accidentally bought one of these garlic bulbs from China, and my sister-in-law threw it at his head. She was like, I can't believe that you would buy this from China.
Good for her.
And he goes, well, it looked really white and nice, and she was like, yeah, because it's bleached.
Like white eggs. There's nothing creepier than white eggs, Lee. They didn't come from China. I'm just making that comment. My farm comment.
You don't like white eggs?
Ugh, horrible. No, no. You got these brown eggs. Because they're bleached. They take they bleach them.
Some chickens do white eggs. I used to think
that's true. That depends on
it's
what they're
fed. It's based on what they're fed, right?
They're fed, exactly. Hey, listen to Jennifer become all farmy.
Well, number I am a little farmy.
Three.
My family's... I used to grow up on the summers on the farm.
Come
on.
I know you did. Number three is a focus on healthcare. I saw that Bill Gates is suggesting that all the testing that we're trying to set up, he has been very active in Microsoft and with his foundations to work on this coronavirus pretty much from top to bottom. And he says that the coronavirus
testing... A lot of
people
saying that he's behind this. A lot of the conspiracy theorists are
saying... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's actually behind it and profiting from it. And then I was watching...
He warned everybody of a global pandemic. Yeah. What was it, in 2015? So
Then
he is the mastermind.
If you want to blow your mind on this conspiracy theory, Deborah Birx, who we've been seeing at the White House press briefing, her daughter works for Bill Gates.
Mm. Really? Dun. All right, let's see. Well, I guess I've made my comment and been shot down. I think Gates has got the right idea, but okay.
Not according to Twitter.
The healthcare realities of treatment in your area. Let's go to New Jersey and New York, Victoria, for an overview of what you know. Are people that have enough beds? Doctors are working, nurses are working around the clock. People that specialize in one thing are actually doing other things because of the need to treat people. So is everybody who needs the help being treated?
So far, that's the report, yes. There are enough beds for everyone right now. There are enough ventilators right now. Other states have been sending any equipment that they can. They've been sending to New York and to New Jersey. We're about a week, maybe a week and a half behind the apex of New York, and New Jersey is not complying the way that New Yorkers have. New Yorkers locked it down. They did it just like people in L.A. did, and look at the results. They flattened the curve even faster than what was projected. People in New Jersey, we've got like a 40% compliance rate. It's ridiculous. I don't know what people in Jersey are doing or thinking, but it's not going to be... I thought I was better off having left Manhattan, but I actually... I think, depending on what happens over the next week or so, it may have been a mistake to leave Manhattan, because I've seen some really stupid people in Jersey throwing parties with DJs and bands and weddings, and it's ridiculous. So,
how are you that stupid?
I don't know.
Really, how are
it's
you
just, it's,
that dull and that stupid?
It's a weird, like, defiance.
People being arrested? What happened to this?
You can get fined now. Yeah, there's a governor's... the governor raised the fine, I think, to $1,000. So if you're throwing one of these gatherings, you get fined, and now they're starting to arrest the people who are also attending, which is the right thing to do.
I'm down with that.
But you know what? Every day that we're outside with the dogs, and we've avoided... We haven't come in contact with anybody in a month, almost a month. But, you know, you see gangs of kids on bikes. Where are their parents? They don't... Those kids don't live together. And then they're going home.
In a minute, the economy becomes our focus here. Up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues
continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs. You can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Moving along now, the economy is number two on the story list here. This is the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The economy and how it's affecting all of us. As an example, there are a couple of websites now, national websites, where car dealers wouldn't call this an ad, but they're willing to lease unsold inventory for 70% off the list, the sticker price, just to move the cars.
I was wondering, you answered a question that I haven't done much research into it, but I was wondering, what are car dealers going to do with all that inventory? Because these are the 2020 models, right, that are sitting on the lots now?
Yep.
And then in the fall, that's what typically when the next year comes in.
And
so
this is another area where these manufacturers have got to get smart, because the public is going to start asking, well, how much of this car is made in China? And you're going to have a hard time finding any car, no matter what it is, upscale, downscale, that doesn't have pieces of it made in China. So there's a readjustment.
We've got a Chevy SUV, and it came, the parts were from South Korea, because it listed where everything was from. Mm-hmm. I think the bulk of the parts were from South Korea, and then it's assembled in the U.S.
America. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But who knows? Individual parts could easily be made in China.
Yeah. Well, there are jobs, if you look around, great opportunity. If you look at the stock market this week, it's been pretty consistent over the past 10, 12 weeks. Healthcare stocks are going way up. The technology
Clorox
stocks are going way up.
Clorox is having a good moment. Oh, my gosh. Toilet paper, Clorox, Charmin.
gasoline and gas oil, natural gas, that kind of stuff. Woof. In the tank, as you would expect. But there are a lot of job opportunities for truckers and people that want to work in in warehouses, that kind of stuff. Number one, the statistics of all of this, projections on when it's going to be over. That's a waste of time, because I don't think you can really tell what it is. But the stats from the one that I found most interesting this week that we've talked about on this program are the stats from the study in France as to using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Another week of excitement on News Talk Radio. You've heard us talk about most of the issues here. It's 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back for our weekly visit from the Nixter. Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. We were just talking on the countdown about the automobile impact on the economy or the lack thereof. A friend of mine who I buy my cars from this week told me, we were talking last Sunday, he said, well, I'm actually going to work on Monday because we have four people that may want to buy cars. this was an answer to, you know, all the ads that you see on TV. You order your car online, we'll deliver it for you, blah, 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 blah. And I said, so how do you handle that? He says, we get the stuff filtered down to us from, in this circumstance, it's an Audi factory, an Audi, auto, hello, try it again, Doug, an Audi store. But I also have seen, Nick, online, car dealers willing to lease unsold inventory at 70% off the manufacturer's list on the sticker. You got to do what you got to do.
If you look at the big manufacturers, they're all offering amazing financial deals now. 84 months, 0% down for a truck. Trucks were kind of the only segment that didn't really suck during this last amount of trade numbers that came out last month. But still, everybody's pretty desperate to get cars off the lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that Chrysler is recalling 365,000 vehicles for an issue with a backup camera. How would that...
Yeah, so, This is an interesting one because their Uconic system and their backup camera has been pretty infallible. And they're one of the first companies to have it in there, and they also were one of the first companies to offer the sort of the screen on the inside of the vehicle. It was a bit of a surprise, but it's actually it looks like it's the problem isn't really determined yet. It might be a software problem, but it also might be something to do with the wiring harness.
Yeah. I wonder how many of the, well, the dealers are open for service pretty much now, aren't they? Or do you have to
wait
until this is all over?
This is the good part. I mean, if you've been to a store that's a non-food store or those sort of things over the last few weeks, you'll have seen a difference in the way they do servicing. I managed to run over my phone in my Ford Frontier truck Nissan Frontier truck the other day. The worst time of the year it could possibly happen. So I had to find a phone repair store to put a new screen on, and of course they come out to the car and meet you. So it's the same sort of thing at the dealer. They have procedures in place. They'll tell you exactly what to do. But they're considered an essential service. So doctors and nurses still have to get to work, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if their cars break down. Right. So everybody, there's still people who have to keep this, police officers, firemen, everybody has to get to work. And so ultimately, the cars still need to run. And so if your car breaks down, it's an essential service to have it fixed. Now, there are certain dealerships and certain brands that are offering to come to your house and pick up your car and take it to be serviced, but you should probably call them before you show up. Not that you necessarily would show up. Call them before you show up, and they'll run you through the procedure of, put your left hand behind your head, hop around the parking lot twice, whatever you need to do.
Hokey pokey. Sure. That's what it's all about. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, whatever you need to do to keep yourself safe.
Right. Nissan, Volkswagen, among the latest to furlough thousands of workers here in our country. Pretty much everybody's furloughed some of their workers. Haven't they just stopped making cars?
Well, listen, there's two or three interesting things, Doug, that come out of this. One of them is, you don't want these guys standing a couple feet from each other working on a production line, right? I mean,
that's
the worst thing that you can have. But we do still need new cars, but they're not selling new cars. But some people are buying new cars, and here's the big double-edged sword for this. So even though cars aren't being produced, there are some still going off a lot. I mean, the worst numbers we've seen is a drop in 50%. However, you have to know this. We have a limited amount of cars in this country. At this point, if this goes on for much longer, cars aren't being produced. And so dealers are going to technically start to run dry of new cars. So if a new car is going to be in your future in the next few months because you have to have one for some reason or another, you might not dilly-dally and wait around for a really good deal to show up, because you might get to the lot and find there is nothing left. The blue ones are all gone. The wagons are all gone. The long bed trucks are all gone. So it could be really super difficult for people who are needing a specific type of vehicle as our stocks start to run low in the United States because none are being produced. We could be in trouble. So there may be some good deals out there, but you also may be in trouble if you're looking for something very specific.
Yeah. All right. Well, a good time to get a lease, or I was even thinking about buying something new just because it would be so cheap. But I don't know.
It's zero payments for 84 months on a brand new truck. That to me is a pretty good deal. And at this point, basically it's free money to an extent. I mean, they do put some of that money back into the loan, but you could walk in and get yourself a whole fleet of new trucks and tractors.
We're
not paying for anything for a whole 5 years.
Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.